If your brain is at full capacity with to-dos, birthdays, dinner plans, meet Skylight Calendar. It syncs your entire family's schedule onto a sleek digital display, so you focus on important things, like where you left your coffee. Right now, Skylight is offering our listeners $30 off their 15-inch calendars by going to skylightcal.com/talk. Go to skylightcal.com/talk for $30 off your 15-inch calendar. That's skylightcal.com/talk.
Welcome back to the On My Mind podcast. I'm so excited to be back with yet another guest episode featuring a good friend of mine who I'm continually impressed and inspired by. Today, I'm recording with Lala, aka Lala Loopsy, on Instagram, a self-made photographer who's turned her passion into a career doing photography. I think her journey of creating her own business and what she does is so cool and interesting. And I love bringing people on this podcast who have a lot of experience and knowledge to share with all of you, to inspire you all to chase your dreams. So with that being said, let's welcome Lala to the On My Mind podcast. Was that okay?
Mm-hmm. That was so sweet.
I was crafting that up as you was walking here.
That was so sweet. This honestly kind of feels real. Like,
really?
This feels like a real moment in my career right now.
It is. This is your, hi. First of all, hi.
Hello.
This is your first podcast.
Yeah.
How is that feeling? It's kind of intense.
It kind of, I'm like drawing blanks. Because like this feels like one of those moments where it's like, oh, my job is real.
Yeah, no, it
because
is.
Because for a long time, I would never call myself a photographer because it was like, not true.
Yeah.
It was just like a hobby. It wasn't like, I don't know. I'm really bad at talking about myself to other people and like what I do and stuff. Kind of because I was shamed for it for a little bit by adults.
By adults?
Yeah, not believing in me and whatnot. But I have these moments where I'm like, wait, am I a legit photographer?
You are.
Like, I'm on a podcast right now.
You are because of what you do. But I feel that because I feel like so even crazy. With my job, sometimes I'm like, I feel weird talking about it
mm-hmm.
because there's no, I don't know. It's like weird because I'm always just there's no leveling up per se because you mm-hmm. just... you can't like move up in your own company when you're your own boss.
Yeah. And it's like you make your own schedule and I'm like, oh, this isn't my job. This is just, I'm just doing stuff. I don't know.
Nah, you're legit. You're legit. Just believe
it. Am I legit?
Yes.
Okay.
So let's tell the people, who is Lala?
Well, I was born here in Hoyt and I spent elementary school in the mainland in New Jersey because that's where my parents are from. But I came back when I was 10. And then in 2020, I moved out into my house.
Into your own place.
In town, Alamoana area.
She's a townie.
I am now. I kind of love it, though. It's very different. I feel good living here now, but maybe when I'm older, like...
I feel that. I don't think I'm going to be a townie for that long.
No, yeah. This is just for now while I'm young and stuff. But it's very convenient since I don't drive. Fun fact,
she walked here.
I did walk here. I failed my driver's test 3 times. I know my strengths and weaknesses, and that is not one.
Hey, self-awareness. You're like, I will not be on the roads,
no.
But I will be on the sidewalks.
Exactly. I'm going to be 22 next month, April 2nd.
Ooh, when you guys are listening to this, I think it would have just been your birthday.
Yes.
Taylor Swift year.
My Taylor Swift year.
You're young. I go, I'm also 22, but you are young.
Everyone gets so surprised by that. Yes, I am technically a baby, but I have always acted older and I just feel older. And when I was 10, I was 20. Like, my brain has just always been older.
Tell us about your photography journey. How did you start? Where did all this come from? Like, because mm-hmm. you do this full time.
Yes.
So what is your origin story?
Okay, well, I'm slightly dyslexic and I've always kind of struggled in school, so I knew I didn't want to go to college, wasn't really into high school as it was. I never thought of photography as a career until I joined film club in high school.
Aww.
And my teacher, Mr. Salazar, rest in peace, he basically showed me that like this can be a career, like people do this for a living and it's possible, and that like I don't have to go to college and I don't have to pick something that I like just because it's more professional or more day-to-day kind of thing. But yeah, he kind of showed me that it's a career. I remember so vividly, like during high school we went on this field trip and quite literally it was a movie set,
Oh, fun.
We walk in and it's literally half an airplane. Like they're shooting this flight scene where they're sitting in chairs and we just got to watch. And it was the craziest thing I've ever seen because I was like, huh, like these people wake up and they come do this. Like this is a thing.
This is their job.
Yeah. And like growing up, I didn't have anyone in a business influence or in photography or in like any kind of media. So I just had no idea. I had no connections to it. So when I saw it in real life, I was like, I can do that. Why not? Like, why can't I do it? And I remember seeing this photographer sitting like 5 feet from the scene, just with a camera taking stills for like the trailer and whatnot. I was like, wow, they really wake up and come do this.
So you were drawn to photography, not so much like video and like filming.
Well, it's funny because film club was video and I loved video. But to be honest, it was like too much work.
Hey.
Like it takes so long to edit a video. And I just realized career-wise, like I can turn around photos way faster than video and I can make more money that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I can't charge a high enough amount to do a video for someone because it's so much work and so many hours. And it just wasn't practical. And also, I don't have a computer.
Oh, right. You edit your photos on your iPad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which I love, but maybe not the best quality, but.
No, they are professional to me.
Thank you.
I love them.
But yeah, I don't have a computer. I've just never bought one yet. I should, though. I mean, I'm working on it, but it's like down the line of things to buy. But to circle back even further for my eyes opening to photography is when I first moved here, I was about 10 years old. And my dad and I would go on hikes, and he bought me this little yellow underwater camera.
Oh, like the disposable ones?
No, it was like, I don't know what it was, and I'm kicking myself for not keeping it, because that would have been such a nice keepsake to have, like, my first camera.
Yeah.
But I just was taking pictures, and I was in Colina, but I took a picture in the water, and I was like, this is fun, like, that was the first time I just did it. And, like, since then, I just always take pictures, like, where we're going, where we are. And I think that's why I don't relate it to it being a career.
Because mm-hmm.
it's just, like, something I've always done. And it's just fun. And, yeah, so it's all thanks to my dad. He just randomly bought me a little camera for fun.
I love that.
And then I just loved it. And then I got older, and he got me my first Nikon. I think it was my birthday in, like, eighth grade or something. And, yeah, and then high school, I joined film club. Yeah, Mr. Salazar, he's just the sweetest guy. He was my favorite teacher in high school. And he just made it so fun, and he just made me realize, like, why not? Like, why not do it? So I did it.
So you did it. Did you go to school after high school? Like, did you go to college?
Nope. I didn't even apply.
So at that point, like near the end of high school, were you already like making some money off of photography where you were like, oh, I can do this?
Girl, I made $20.
Okay.
No, right. Yeah, I would do like senior pictures or like just random things, but I wasn't making like money. It was more for fun because, again, I never went out and did a shoot besides like being with friends or something. But I think I remember the first time I made $50 and I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm. You're like, this is big bucks.
No, for sure. Well, because my whole life I've been working like since the age of 16, and I worked at an ice cream store. Like,
word.
I was not making money, you know? So to be handed $50 for a service, I was like, whoa.
To do something that you love to do.
Yeah, and it was so fun. And then I don't know why I thought I could just do it, but I did. Like, no one told me I could do it. I had people telling me I couldn't. I don't know where the confidence came from or, like, what was going through my mind, but it was never in my... It never crossed my mind that I couldn't do it, you know?
So at what point was it starting to get more lucrative for you and you were doing shoots, like, more often?
I would say after I graduated in 2019, it started off good and then COVID hit and it kind of decreased for pretty much that whole time period. And then I moved out and it started picking up again. But I would say the year 2022 to now is the first time I've been able to do it full time. Like,
oh, so this is more recent.
Yeah, this is more recently my full time job. Before, I've always had like part time stuff, just extra money to rely on, and I wasn't that busy
to supplement. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, I forget what year it was. I think it was last year, but I had a lot of time on my hands, so then I just started making jewelry.
Really?
Selling jewelry, yeah.
Hey, I like your, you have a very like entrepreneurial spirit.
Thanks.
And that's interesting that you didn't grow up around that. You kind of just had it in yourself.
Yeah, no one taught me. I didn't take a class. It just kind of made sense. And it's kind of bizarre now that I think about it, because like, who was I to think I could do anything?
I feel like it's good though, because I feel like when you overthink doing stuff, you're like, mm-hmm. oh, I don't have the skills to do it. But if you just do it, mm-hmm. you figure it out. Which, exactly. Is that how you figured out photography? Like, are you pretty much self-taught?
100% self-taught. I've learned some things in my film club, but that was more video. But it kind of goes hand in hand as far as like settings and whatnot. Yeah, I'm basically trial and error.
That's perfect.
I know the basics. I would watch a couple YouTube videos on like if I was trying to achieve a certain thing, but I'm definitely not like a technical photographer. Like if I were to take pictures of stars, I don't know how people do that. You know, like yeah. when it comes to technical things like that, I just kind of adjust to my eye and I see what I like. And every time I shoot, I learn something new. So like I'm only getting better, you know?
I love that.
Yeah.
Trial and error. That's kind of the way to do it.
I know.
Otherwise, how are you going to know what you like? What would you describe like your photography style? What do you like shooting and how would you like describe your photos?
Women. No, I love women's fashion. I love working with women. I love supporting women. I've tried a bunch of things like senior photos, couples photos, family photos, and I just hated it. Like, I'm not good at it. I wasn't proud of that work and it wasn't looking like my Instagram, like based on what people book me for. Families and couple stuff can be hard. It can be awkward. Most of the time they don't want to be there.
Right.
And it's, I can only do so much. So I give a lot of credit to photographers that do weddings and stuff like that because
it's almost like a completely different style, I feel like.
It is. It's completely different. And to work with people who are not comfortable is so hard. And
yeah.
I just decided, like, hey, I'm not going to do it anymore, even if it's just for money. Like, I just want to stick to what I want to do. I like doing campaign work. I like doing brand work. I like working with models, not because they look a certain way, but because it's a confidence. Like, I've always said modeling is not measured by a size anymore. Like, that's very outdated. It's mainly a confidence and a sense of feeling and how comfortable you are in front of the camera. And that makes it easy for me to work with.
Right. Yes. It's like a mutual.
Yeah. And yeah. It's like, I don't mind. I can direct a little bit, but I can't do everything. You know, I like bouncing off someone else on what they're doing, like how they're moving, how they're posing. And if like they're not confident in themselves, which I get because like everyone has those days and stuff. But so, yeah, I just kind of steered into like women's fashion.
You do a lot of like swimsuit stuff. Your swimsuit stuff. Yeah. Ooh. It's so good.
Thank you. I try to keep it tasteful, but
yeah,
I do love swimsuits. I don't know why. I think it's just, it's easy here location-wise. It's easy, and I always get booked that because we're in Hawaii. Like, it's kind of right. just the market for what companies want their campaigns to look like.
I'm sure it's no shock to you all that I have a lot going on in my mind, and for the most part, I feel like I can handle pretty much everything going on in there, but there are definitely times where I just can't, and it feels like my mind is going a mile a minute, and I just can't shut it off, and that is why I'm really thankful to have found Headspace. If the past few years have taught me anything, it's just how important mental health is to our overall state of well-being, and with the help of Headspace, you can improve your mental health through guided meditations, mindfulness practices, and breathing and calming exercises. There are a bunch of teachers with diverse backgrounds in different areas of expertise, so no matter what you're looking for, if you're a first timer or have been practicing for years, you are sure to find a teacher and content that's best fit for you. Headspace combines meditation and mindfulness with modern practices through experienced meditation teachers, all to help you navigate through life's moments. Like I said, I have a lot going on in my head, and when I'm feeling overwhelmed, I've found that the breathing and calming exercises have really helped. It allows me to take a second to just pause, relax, and bring myself back down. And if you guys are anything like me, I know Headspace will help you too. Headspace has helped me and more than 100 million people worldwide. They can help you too. Listen up, you do not want to miss this. I've arranged something special for a limited time. All of you can try Headspace free for 30 days by going to headspace.com/mind30day. You won't find this offer anywhere else. You must use my link headspace.com/mind30day to unlock all of Headspace free for 30 days. This is not something I normally do. headspace.com/mind30day. Definitely check it out. How do you feel like you initially got word out? Like, were you just shooting with friends? Like, how did you initially find people to shoot and like work with?
It's so funny because I would literally force my sister
really?
to model for me because I need someone to stand in and like practice, and like she liked it. Like, you
yeah,
know?
It's fun.
Yeah, she would always stand in for me. I would have some of my closest friends, but that was more like high school age. Mm-hmm. After I graduated, I just started emailing small businesses. And a lot of the times, I would say the first year, I was mainly working for free. Mm-hmm. If not for free, maybe $100. Like, it was very much just building my career and giving myself a portfolio. And yeah, it just kind of grew. And I'm really thankful and surprised because now I can live off of it. But it's really just word to mouth. Like, I don't pay for ads or anything. Like, I post on Instagram, I DM people, I send emails.
I mean, that's how I found you, is through a friend.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, who is this girl? Like, she's so talented and sick. Like, I love
Thank
her stuff.
You.
But that's cool to hear that you built it from the ground up, because I feel like, especially like nowadays, mm-hmm. people don't want to do stuff for free. But mm-hmm. in your field, especially, I feel like you got to be willing to, mm-hmm. you know, start down there so you can get
exactly and like
higher.
I wanted the practice, like I wanted to shoot, and even to this day, like, money is not like my main priority when shooting. Like, obviously it is my job, I respect myself and my business, and obviously if it's campaign work, like, I should be compensated because that's just how it goes. But I'm not like money first. Mm-hmm. Like, I enjoy what I do and I want to do it and like have a concept, have direction and whatever we're doing and stuff. But yeah, definitely when you start out, you definitely have to, it's almost like putting your time in.
Yes,
because,
for sure.
Like, you have to practice and you have to develop your style and what you're into. And like, just by me doing that, it made me learn that I didn't like doing couple photos, or I didn't like grad photos, because it was just kind of, just wasn't feeling it. So yeah, for a year I don't think I made much money. It's only really kicked off this last year.
And how do you, since you work for yourself, how do you even go about like figuring out what to charge, like, for people listening who mm-hmm. are in the similar industry? Like, how do you kind of figure all of that out? Like, what do you factor in when you are thinking of what to charge for, say, like, I guess it's all different for like what you would charge a brand versus like an individual who wants photos, but how do you kind of figure that out for yourself?
It's been a lot of experience in kind of matching what I think is worth my work, in a way. I usually just base it off the workload, like, how many outfits are we shooting? Because that kind of ties into how many hours we'll be there and how many edits they want. Because some clients want, like, 5 photos per outfit. Others want, like, 25 to 30. So it kind of just, it just depends on how much work we're doing. As more time goes on, you are able to price match it better and realize what your worth is and what you're happy with making. It's hard locally because a lot of companies they don't have a big budget mm-hmm. and whatnot. But like, obviously, like, I think just being in Hawaii in general is expensive, but I just kind of price it based off what I can live off of and what's fair for everybody. Like, I'm not trying to rip anybody off, mm-hmm. but I do have rent and I do have groceries and
absolutely.
I do have a cat. Like,
I am a mother.
I am a mother. Like, I have to like eat.
Yeah. Girls gotta eat.
Yeah. And like, it's expensive to eat here.
Yeah.
But yeah. And it's just my time and my service.
As you feel yourself like leveling up with photography, do you kind of like match that when you like grow more? Are you like, okay, now that I'm a little more established, like, I can charge, is like that kind of how it works?
Oh yes. But yeah, I don't want to rip anyone off, and I love supporting local and I love working with local. And I try my best to be flexible when talking about prices. Like, half the time I ask people, like, oh, what can you afford? Like, what is your budget you'd like to stay within? And then I tell them what I can do for them, mm-hmm. kind of thing.
Oh, based on that. That's smart.
Yeah. I try to do that a lot half the time because, say, they have a budget of, like, $600. And I have to split that between me and a model. Yeah, it just kind of depends. I like being flexible because I'd rather be busy with a lot of lower paying jobs than not working a lot and maybe getting one big job, you know?
How do you, since you work for yourself, I like to ask like people mm-hmm. who own their own businesses, like, how do you manage like work-life balance? Like, what does balance look like to you? Like, do you like being super busy?
I love it. I really try to schedule myself to where I work every other day mm-hmm. so that I have an in-between day to edit, because I personally like to edit within 24 hours because I don't want my work to stack.
Yeah.
And everyone wants to see the pictures ASAP. And like, I feel like I charge a little bit more because I have a great turnaround time. Like, some people.
Yeah. No, you do. I was like, what do you mean I'm getting the photos? It's the next day, girl. Like, what?
No, yeah. I mean, I want it to be worth it. Like, I want my service to be worth it. And since recently I have to charge more, I make it worth it. Because if I were a client and I was paying, like, hundreds of dollars for this service and I didn't get it within a few days, that's kind of like, meh. And also, I don't like my work to stack. I like to go project by project. But sometimes it can be really hard because, especially with weather and having to reschedule, like, this week I have double bookings for the next 3 days. And I love it. And I'm grateful for it. But I'm tired. It's just a lot to be in the sun for that many hours. So I like to break it up because I want to have my full energy and my full thinking creatively. Yeah. Because it's a little bad to say, but I don't pre-plan a lot as far as how I'm going to shoot. I kind of just go off what I'm thinking creatively.
Right, because you have that talent to do so, so thanks. Use it, girl.
So I try to sleep and, like,
yeah,
like when it's time to go, I can go. But it takes a lot of time up because it's actually a lot of planning, and that's also what I'm charging for because it's a lot of coordinating for me, model, location, outfits, mood boards.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into it that I feel like, obviously, when you see the final product, mm-hmm. you don't see all of the stuff that goes behind it. So that's like what you're charging for.
Exactly. And like half the time I have to coordinate hair and makeup for the model and how they need to show up and whatnot. So it's just a lot. Like my brain is always going. And if I have a couple bookings at the same time, I wig out because I'm trying not to confuse them. I'm really good at planning.
Yeah, you
like,
are.
I have a crazy brain where I can have, like, three things in my head going at the same time. And sometimes I'll be DMing people, like, at the same time, just switching group chats. That's how I function. Like, I'm very, okay, I'm going to do it now.
Yeah.
I don't procrastinate at all, and I like getting all the details out, done, set. And I'm like, okay, shoot, see you in a few days.
Yeah,
and
no, I love how you always have it, like, laid out. Like, I love the way you plan everything. I didn't explain this before. Well, first of all, if you're listening to this podcast, that means you've seen the cover art, which Lala shot. So that's all her. We did that shoot a while ago. We initially met because, was it a Sunglow shoot? Mm-hmm. I think it was, right?
But it was through our friend McKenna.
Yes, through our friend McKenna, who has also been on the podcast. She's also a small business, if you want to check out that episode too. But we initially met then, and I was like, I love this girl's energy. Like, you're so fun to be around. And I feel like, as someone who's, like, been in front of the camera with different photographers, like, the biggest thing is literally feeling comfortable.
Right.
And I feel like you do such a good job of that and, like, thanks. Making people feel, like, good about themselves and stuff. Oh, like, it's just so fun to work with you. So
it's so funny because, not to, like, be bragging, but people have been telling me that recently. And I'm I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I'm just...
It's just you, that's why.
Oh.
Like, you go, I'm actually pretending. No, but it's just you. It. Hey, I mean, it's working.
I'm not. I'm actually a terrible liar. But, people have been telling me that. They're like, I love shooting with you. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Like, why?
You go, actually, please tell me why. Here is a survey.
Yeah.
Fill this out. Do people typically book you for personal shoots, like for their own photos? Or like, is it a lot of like brands?
It's mostly brands because I like doing campaigns and I like working with fashion. The only kind of personal bookings I've been taking is studio ones.
Shall we segue into that?
We will. We shall.
You know what? Let's do it.
Okay.
Lala, tell us your big news. My girl has made big, big business moves lately.
Drum roll, please.
I go insert.
I just bought my own studio.
Her own studio.
Yes, I signed the papers yesterday. And
it's crazy.
Lala Loopsie is going to have a studio.
That is insane.
I know. I can't believe it. I've always been shooting like outside and doing like natural lighting and beach stuff. And it's been great, but it's only a market for that. Like, I can only do so much and I have to rely on the weather. And it was getting a little slow within seasons because a lot of like summer and spring campaigns will happen prior, but then during those months, it's like dead.
Right.
Or even like holiday season, like I would be doing nothing for like December and January because that's kind of like when everyone relaxes and there's no campaigns and whatnot. So it was just getting slow, and I had this opportunity to rent a studio from a friend for a few months, and I just did it because I wanted to try something new.
And you hadn't done studio stuff before?
Never. Wow. I always tried to make home studios, but I never had enough space. Yeah, I had a little trial rental this past few months with a friend, and I fell in love with studio photography, and I had really good feedback, and I wanted to continue it. I just made the executive decision
yep.
to spend my entire savings.
She talked to her boss, herself.
Myself. And I also talked to my boyfriend just because we split everything financially. Like, sometimes he'll pay extra, sometimes I do. Like, it's very shared, and I basically had to tell him that, like, is it okay for me to invest fully in myself and not have any money left? Because potentially that's what could happen. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't make people book me, and I might have a rough period of time of paying back people on my credit card mm-hmm. and, like, stuff like that.
It's a lot of upfront stuff, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's a lot upfront. It's a lot to furnish. It's a lot to renovate. I have to redo the floors and paint the walls and stuff. And it's not cheap.
Yes, I mean, especially here, like, stuff isn't cheap.
Yeah, everything's expensive here. So I just had a talk with him, and luckily, I'm such a lucky gal because he believes in me 100%, and he had no questions. He was like, duh, you have to do it. He's like, but as long as you stop buying vintage clothes.
Stop. The way, like, him being a king is, like, making me cry right now. I'm like, that is, we love supportive boyfriends. That's so awesome. I'm glad you have that support, because it is a lot, like, upfront to front costs. And but what I was like, I don't even know if I told you this. Maybe I told you in my head. I feel like there's such a lack of, like, creative spaces here. Mm-hmm. Like, they're so few and far between. So I feel like even if, you know, it's a lot up front and it's, like, a scary jump to take, I, like, don't have a doubt that this is going to be so good for you. And just, like, I don't know, there's, like, not creative spaces here.
No, there's definitely a market for it. And that's the other thing is, like, I'm the queen of, I get what I want, I do it now. I'm psychotic about it. Like, I have ideas, and then I just do it, and I just expect 100% for it to happen. And I've had good luck with it so far.
How do you feel like you've had, you have so much confidence in yourself? Because I feel like you just sound so sure of yourself. Like, what do you think attributes to that?
It's so ironic because I'm so not confident as a person, but I don't know. Maybe it's, like, the Aries in me or something, but I don't understand why I can't try, or, like, why I can't do it, you know?
I love that.
I honestly can't tell you, because it's, when I think about it, I'm like, who did I think I was when I was 18 and that I could just do it?
Thank God that you did. I feel like, is this the biggest financial leap you've taken in your career so far, like, investing upfront?
Yeah, for my career, for sure. In my personal life, no.
Yo, no, mommy owns a house.
I do. So that was the other thing. I worked really hard my whole life. I've been working since I was 16, and I saved everything I had. And when my parents got divorced, I moved out, and I bought my own apartment in town. And so that was, like, every penny I had, and it's only been a year since I've done that. So I haven't saved much, because it's just hard. Like, I wanted to enjoy my life, and I wanted to furnish my house and paying monthly dues and whatnot. It was hard for me to save, and I got to the point where I was like, well, I have my house. Like, that was my goal before. Like, I'm just gonna relax a little bit. And then I had this idea where I was like, no, I want a studio too. So
I'm assuming when you did that initial studio from a friend, like that few month trial that you had, it was, like, doing well enough that you were like, oh, I could actually, this could be something, like, for yourself.
Yeah, no, it definitely woke something up in me, because it's just a different market and a different type of photography. Like, I can work in it any time of the day. The weather doesn't matter. I can rent it out to other people, and I plan on renting it to other photographers that need it, because I don't know any studios on this island, really.
Me neither.
And
other than yours.
Yeah. And, well, thank you. Well, and you need it sometimes. Like, models need digitals. Even realtors and stuff. Like, people need headshots, and that's, like, an easy thing to do. And there's just so much more I can do creatively, like working with makeup artists and doing, like, weird fashion-esque, like, high fashion. And that really lacks in Hawaii, just because I feel like it's so laid back here. Like, it's not really a fashion-forward place. But that little, having a studio space can allow me to do, like, crazy things for fun. And there, I saw a market, and I just decided to take it because, one, it'll increase my own workload. Like, it's a whole separate thing I can book with people, and being able to rent it to others, I hope, is successful. And I don't know. I like the idea of having an office.
Oh, absolutely.
And, like, somewhere to go besides my bed.
Yeah. So right now you do everything, obviously, other than shooting. Like, you edit from home, you plan from home. Mm-hmm. Does that, I'm sure it's, like, exciting to, for you to be able to go somewhere soon and have, yes, that separation.
Yeah. And I think it'll be really refreshing to, like, take it to the office and leave, yeah, it there when I go home. So maybe I won't have to have as much going on. And it's a nice change of scenery.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So long term, I feel like this is such a big step for you and your career. Is this something you see yourself doing for, like, the foreseeable future and, like, upcoming years? Like, is this, like,
I sure hope, yeah, so. Yeah. I mean, a big dream besides being able to live off this career is I want to shoot magazines.
Yes. We were talking about that, like, the last time.
Music videos and, like, celebrity covers for,
yes,
like,
that's what you were saying,
whatever they're doing. Like, studio work is cool. Like, there's so much you can do with it creatively. Just shooting clothing companies campaigns outside and inside, like, they they almost always need, like, studio shots for website and then outdoor for a campaign.
Go, yes, they do.
Yeah, so, yeah, let me do both.
Wow. That's,
yeah,
so awesome.
I mean, I hope so. I have this place for 2 years, so if it goes well, then I'll keep
when it goes well.
When it goes well, yeah, I will keep it forever.
No. Oh, that's
until
so awesome.
I outgrow it.
So you really feel like photography is your calling?
Oh, for sure.
Did you ever have, like, a quote-unquote backup plan?
Well, so growing up, I was told I would, and I quote, I would not be successful unless I went to college.
I feel like a lot of the times, well, now it's obviously more common to not go to school, but, mm-hmm, like, for our parents' generation, I get it because that wasn't a thing for them. So it's,
yeah,
like, what do you mean?
It's hard to understand.
Yeah, what do you mean you're not going to go to school? Did you experience a lot of, like, doubt from people around you? Like,
absolutely.
What are you doing, girl?
Absolutely. Anytime someone's parent or my parents' friends would ask, oh, what are you going to do after high school? It was just so awkward. And then I have a twin brother, so we're the same age.
Huh?
Yeah, girl. I have a twin brother, but
where?
He went to college and was playing a college sport, so it was just a bit more traditional and, like, accepting. So, like, when he would answer and then I would answer, it would just be like,
I totally get that.
Yeah, but basically, my dad has always been my support system. He's never, maybe that's why that thought process came from. It was from him. He never told me I couldn't do it. I love him. I love my dad.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, he's bought me all my first equipment.
Aww.
And he would drive me wherever I needed to go. And I am so grateful for him because I think if I didn't have that and the lack of my mother's support, it would have been really hard for me to just do it.
Yeah. And just have it, like, from yourself, like, only believing in your, I mean, not only believing in yourself, because obviously that's,
yeah,
the first most important thing. Like, if you believe you can do something,
mm-hmm,
then that's it. Like, you're gonna do it. But I'm glad you had that because it's nice to have, like,
yeah,
any type of support
system.
It's nice.
And, like, I don't care what anyone thinks, blood related or not. Like, I didn't listen because I don't care. Like, I'm gonna do what I want. But it was nice to know that one of my parents was,
yeah,
excited for me and wanted me to do it because why not, you know? To go more off the studio, it has 3 rooms. I'm going to have a front room and it's going to be like my little office. And in case I want to meet clients or discuss details or even just a nice lounge spot for when I have group shoots and people just want to chill. So I have that.
Cool.
And then I have this little mini room that's going to be my glam room.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm
a dream.
Really stoked for that. I just wanted a space for makeup and hair artists to kind of do their thing and not be in my way. And then also a place where I can store all the clothes,
mm-hmm,
like keep it hung up and whatnot. And then the big room is going to be my wallpapers. I'm going to have a little set up area to where I can make sets.
Oh, cool.
That was the other thing is that I've had all these ideas, like even just draping curtains, adding sofas, like I wanted to make a set and I never had the space to do it. And now I can.
That'll be so cool. Cause not only can you do like the back, like the plain backdrops, but
mm-hmm,
you can like make scenes in there. And
exactly.
Like, cause it'll be cute.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it can all be just like props and whatnot.
Oh,
so
I
I'm
love
really
that.
Excited. And we're having a launch party.
You go, I'm whispering because
it's in my own.
can't invite all.
I'm so sorry. We only have 700 square feet. I cannot invite the world.
So but what is that going to look like, your first event?
Yes. I don't know why I think I can just do these things, but I'm really good at planning parties, so I'm just going to do it. Basically, I'm going to renovate, and then I'm going to furnish it, and hopefully it's done by April 8th because I'm throwing a party.
Well, it's got to be.
It will be. Yeah, no choices. It has to be.
Yeah.
I'm inviting a lot of my model friends, a couple of new models that are signed with agents that I haven't worked with yet but have wanted to, and then another group of girls where it's like content creators, people who make TikToks, vlogs, just anything, because I want this to be like a PR party and I want to get it out there.
It'll be so cool. So it's like a networking thing, and also just like get the word out. Well, I go, the word is, wait, oh my gosh, this episode's going to go up right before that. Stay tuned to both of our socials to see how fun it turns out. But I feel like, I was just telling her this, it's going to be so cool because like we were talking about, there's nothing like that here. Mm-hmm. Like there's not events that happen here like how they happen in LA or New York.
Right.
So I feel like this will be so cool because it's like, oh my gosh, you're like a pioneer in this little, making your own little industry this here.
Yeah, I want people to look forward to it. I want it to be fun. I want everyone to make content and just kind of show the space a bit more, and I want it to be shown. And not only that, but I want to have fun and I want to celebrate like this time and this accomplishment because it's a really big deal for me. And again, like I'm 21. Like
You're 21.
I'm a child. And I just have all these dreams and I'm just doing it. And
I'm so proud of you.
I'm crossing my fingers. Thank
you. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, and also I want everyone to dress up like to the nines because I'm obviously taking pictures the whole night. And I feel like fashion things don't happen here. So no. I think it'll be a fun thing that like.
Something to dress up for once. Yeah.
Like obviously it's not the Met Gala, but it's like.
Our version of one.
Yeah. It's something fun. It's a girls' night. Oh, it's also a woman's only party with the exclusion of my boyfriend because he will be working it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love him. But I wanted to celebrate women and bring light to women creators.
Sign me up.
Yes, you were there. My field is a male-dominant field. So I like celebrating women who flourish in it. And I want to be that.
Absolutely. You know? Wow. So to anyone listening, like what, if you had a few tips or like advice to give to maybe not even just photographers who are like up and coming or want to kind of start this for themselves, but anyone in this like type of realm of creativity, mm-hmm. like do you have any advice you would give to your younger self or like to anyone listening who is like on their journey or wants to be on their journey with all of this?
Save your money. Stop shopping. Even though coming from me, that is a... Yeah, anyways, when I was younger, all I did was work and I saved everything. And that built the foundation for me to be able to do what I do. I don't come from money. I never grew up with money. I've always lived in beautiful houses and I've always been fed and had everything I needed. But that was like the max. Like I never had, it was very hard to have extra money when you live in a one income household.
Mm-hmm.
So love my dad. He did what he had to do and he provided endlessly for us, but I got a job as soon as I could because I'm a girl. I wanted the extra things. I wanted the makeup and the clothes, but really like refrain from it because overall it's just stuff. And like you physically have enough clothes to live. Like you don't need more. So save what you can. Think of the bigger picture in life and what you want to do. I've always known that I was never going to rent and I was going to buy my house because in the grand scheme, you're going to spend the same amount of money, so you might as well be able to sell it and get it back and then get something else with it. And especially being in Hawaii, like growing up here, like I realized quickly how expensive it is and what I needed to do to like make it, you know? Shell out a couple like hundred for yourself to enjoy life, go to the movies and like have fun and stuff, but overall saving is what is going to get you what you want in the bigger picture. As far as like encouraging advice, I'm the queen of do whatever you want. Like, why can't I? Like, no one.
Literally, why?
Yeah, like, there's no reason you can't do it. And if you do it with full effort and without being afraid to fail, like, it's so cheesy, but it's so true. Like, you just have to go out and do it. If you're going to talk and be like, I want to do this, I want to do that, but you do nothing to get it done, then you don't actually want to do it, you know?
And even with failure, it's like, failure, yeah, it like sucks in the moment, but every time, like looking back at stuff that I've failed at, it was all redirection.
Mm-hmm.
And failure is good. It means you're on the right path to, at least you're trying.
Exactly.
That's better than doing nothing. And it's always like a learning experience when you fail at something.
Exactly. And it's like, there's no harm in it. It's just like life, like you're going to learn from good and from bad. And I strongly believe in this life that people should focus and prioritize more on careers that make you happy versus doing anything by the hour or something just for money, because it's going to take a toll on your life and you're going to be unhappy and you're going to have resentment towards people who go out and do what they want to do, you know? Especially for men, like I always tell my boyfriend this, that don't get a job because it's good pay. You should get a job because that's what you want to do with your life, and it's going to be fulfilling and it's going to be exciting. And I always say the money will come later, like it will. So do what makes you happy and what enjoys life, and don't listen to social standards.
Are there any other exciting projects you have coming up that you can share?
Yes. Okay. Also, again, I'm just crazy. I decided to come out with t-shirts at the same time that I'm financially buying a studio, but I've always had this idea. I've always had a love for fashion. I wanted to make shirts with my prints on it because I think the art of print is dying with everything being digital now. Like, I still print photos and make photo albums, but I know the average person doesn't. And I kind of just wanted a way that I could highlight some of my favorite photos. And I want to have additions to t-shirts in the future. Mm-hmm. Like, I want it to be a thing.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
Because I've never seen anyone do that either. And I'm not trying to be like, I did it first, but...
But, I haven't seen it, so that's super cool. It's like a... How would you describe it? It's kind of like a collage of different photos you've taken, but it's done in a very fashionable way. I'm obsessed.
Thank you. So this first edition, I recently have been really popular with my film photography. So this first shirt is all film photos that I took throughout this year. Some are from Thailand and most are in Hawaii though. I tried to keep it to where it wasn't branded, so everything is kind of just art and landscape. But yeah, it's just a photo collage of film photos, and it's going to be the back of the t-shirt. And
love
then it. The front in the corner is going to have a little Lala Loopsy.
Oh, so cute.
Also, my username.
Explain. Explain it.
I literally made that in middle school because of the Lala Loopsy dolls.
That's what I thought, but I didn't want to assume.
No, 100%. I cringe, but I did all-star cheerleading my whole life. I know.
Wait, what position were you?
I was a base or back spot.
Get into it.
I was not petite.
You go, I was not a flyer. We'll say that.
I'm short, but not small. But basically, I had little girls on my team. And I've always been gone by Lala as my nickname. Has no correlation to my real name, but it's just how it is. But the little girls would be like, Lala Lipsy.
Oh, cute.
Like, they would call me that.
So then you're like, username.
It's cute. And I'm like, I'm 10. Like, I'm not old. And then I made my username. And I just never changed
it. You never change it. But honestly, it kind of hits.
No.
It's very distinguishing.
And now people know me by it. So I can't change it.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of on brand.
It's your thing.
But, leading into something else. So yeah, it's on brand for me. And I love it. And I'm not going to change it anytime soon.
Is that going to be, like, available online?
Depending on the demand. I was going to sell it at my party if they finish on time. So that's kind of like exclusive firsthand. And then the rest I was just going to sell on my Instagram story.
Cool.
But if it gets overwhelming, I might just make a website.
So TBD.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. Figure it out. Follow me. At Lala Loopsy, 3 O's.
That name's going to follow you for the rest of your life. And honestly, like,
really
good for you.
It really is. I think it's cute though. But like, you know what's so crazy? Can I go into something else?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
People have been recognizing me
in
the streets.
In the street? I go, why are you in the streets? Wait, are you serious?
No, in public, yeah. It's so crazy because...
You don't post yourself that much.
I don't. I like to keep it a secret identity just for fun.
No, it is. I was like, what does this girl look like? Like, when I first met you, I was like, who are you?
Because to circle back, like, I'm really not a confident person. Like, I don't care to post about myself. I don't ever want my picture taken. Like, I'll take group photos and like with my boyfriend and whatnot, but I'm not like a selfie girl or like a take my picture please.
Yeah.
Which is so ironic because, okay, this might get a little sad. Growing up, I was not very I don't know how to word this, but like basically my sister, I feel like when you have sisters, there's always one's the pretty one and one is the other one, you know, and I was the other one. And I was always not overlooked, but I blossomed really late in life. And I was just an awkward girl and I was behind the camera kind of person. And then it became my personality.
Yeah.
Basically, not to be like in my sister's shadow, but she always got a lot of attention from boys and people for she blossomed early. And my sister's beautiful. Like,
she I mean, just, you both are like, gorgeous ladies.
Thank you. But she is like, she has always looked like 30 when she was 14. Like, she just blossomed really early. But I was just always insecure. I had very bad acne in high school. Only recently I don't have acne anymore. And I was just very awkward and very shy. And my mom would put my sister in modeling and acting and stuff. And I wasn't. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to say, but I just became okay with the fact that, oh, that's just not me. Like, I'm just a normal gal. Like, I'm just a regular person. Like, I'm not of that beauty standard. And, like, it's hard to explain. But I just never wanted to be in front of the camera. And it was almost like my role was to not be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of sad, like, when I think about it now growing up, that I accepted being ordinary or, like, along those lines. As a personal person, I don't have a lot of confidence and I've never been into myself in that way. But there's this like business thing in my brain
that exudes that.
It's different. Yeah. Like when I'm working, it's different. Like I don't have to impress people with my personality.
It's or, like a like, separate thing.
Yeah. It's so weird because I can meet clients and be totally fine. But if you were to tell me to go make friends with someone my age, I'm like,
so it's really like separate for you.
Yeah.
Your personal yourself. Like,
yeah, it's really
Angelina
trippy.
Versus like Lala Loopsy.
No, for sure. And it's so funny when people, like, as I was saying, people have been noticing me and I'm just like, I don't know what to say to them. I'm like, wow. Hello, thank you for your support. But yeah. Like I said in the beginning, like, I'm just a girl. Like, I'm not any different from anyone else. I didn't come from anything crazy and whatnot. Yeah, that's the best way I can explain it.
I love that though. I feel like it's such a testament to like you can create whatever life you want for yourself, like to anyone listening.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, to give advice, like as someone who does struggle with like being insecure and having anxiety, and just obviously I feel like you can kind of tell that I'm kind of going in my I don't know how to explain it. But, like, all these thoughts that I'm thinking half the time will just stay up here.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to work, I can just really channel
tunnel vision.
Yeah, I can just channel it into planning and producing and editing. And then it's like, oh, it's done. My work is done. And that was it.
It's like your work personality. Two different people almost.
I don't know. It is. Yeah, like, Lala Loopsy kind of is my alter ego.
Yeah.
And that's, I kind of like keeping it. My identity like a secret per se, but it's not really a secret. Like, I'll post on my story once in a while because I do like supporting local and like doing stuff like that. I don't know why though, it's just always been like that. And like my Instagram has always been work.
You've grown so much, and thank you for being on this podcast. I'm so like happy you got to share your story.
You.
And to anyone listening, I hope you're feeling inspired. But Lala, where can they find you? What should they follow? If someone was here and they wanted to like work with you, or any brands listening, like how do people get in contact with you?
Okay, well, Instagram is Lala Loopsy with 3 O's. If you have shoot ideas or if you have a small business and want to work together, let me know. I'm open to most things.
Thank you all for tuning into this episode with Lala. I hope you all enjoyed. And that was everything on my mind.